Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Hello.
Morena, Zoe, how are you?
I'm well, how's it going?
Good. Good. It's muggy. Are you feeling the mug?
I'm feeling the mug.
I feel like it's a perfect temperature in here though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well done. Quite summery attires.
Yeah.
T-shirts and such.
Shorts. Anywho, this is not the fashion segment.
No. It's the
theatre
one.
Segment.
Today I'm going to talk about the basement Christmas show, staple of Auckland's holiday season.
Oh, how long has it been going for? A while now, yeah?
I think this is its 11th year.
11th year?
Yeah, because Basement opened in 2008. And God, we're nearly in another decade again.
Oh,
so, but the show this year is called A Frickin' Dangerous Spacemas. Or a Spismas?
So oh, like a Spismas, like Christmas, but space.
I think so.
Spismas. Yeah. I love that.
So does this have anything to do with the Frickin' Dangerous Borough crew? Have they got writing credits, or is it just a coincidence it's called Frickin'?
Oh,
is it
Christ,
just a trendy word to use at the moment? Nana needs to know.
Oh, well, granddaughter doesn't know.
I think it does have something to do with Frickin' Dangerous Bro.
Are you looking at the writers there?
I'm looking at it here.
Ah, and what does it say?
I'll let Zoe take over.
Oh, let me look at the synopsis. Yeah, it is. Written by a dynamic comedy trio, Frickin' Dangerous Bro.
Yay!
So yes it is. Anyway, so Basement's classic Christmas show is on tonight and tomorrow, but it's also running until I think the 20th of December, so you've got plenty of time to see it. But if you want something this weekend, 6 p.m. tonight and also 8:30 tonight.
That'll really get you in the festive season.
So this year, it's set in a spacecraft. It's a very dysfunctional space crew. And then they discover that one of their co-workers has a secret agenda. And they end up trying to squabble over who should be captain, who should deal with this.
Always bloody happens in space.
Oh, God. I know.
There's nothing like a good fight in space.
And space fight.
One of the things that's categorised a lot of the Basement Christmas shows is the unknown element of you will have like a rotating cast of Auckland's finest celebrities popping in and
what?
Out of the show.
That's so cool. I didn't know that.
Really? No, they've done it the whole time. Yeah.
Household names.
So you don't know who you're going to see?
No.
Oh, cool.
But a couple of ones that you could see, just to name a few off the list, Chloe Swarbrick, Tim Batt,
hey.
Susie Cato. Rose
Matafeo.
Yeah.
What? Rose
is back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
That's so exciting.
So you should just buy a ticket for every night and you'll see them all.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But the main cast this year, we've had a couple of them up on the theatre guide throughout the course of this year. Marianne Infante, who played Pinai, was up. David Correos, Sam Sneddon, and Carrie Green. They're the main crew for this spacecraft. And check that out.
Is it festive?
It's super festive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like frickin' festive.
Yeah, right. Okay, cool.
And dangerous.
I'm very excited for that.
Yes. So that's on. Other end of the spectrum is Les Mis on at the Civic. But that closes tomorrow. So if you were into some classic Broadway show.
Music of the night. Yeah. I'm showing I don't know the songs in Les Mis. Is that one of them?
No, that's Phantom. Phantom, Sarah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I won my first and only singing trophy, singing a song from Les Mis when I was 5. Peached.
Which song?
Castle on a Cloud.
I love it.
Oh, yes. But anyway.
So will you be going to see this then?
Oh, probably not. It's
Is it an Australian touring cast or is it New Zealand only? Because usually when we get these big budget Andrew Lloyd Webber things, it's kind of like...
Oh, it's not Andrew Lloyd Webber, Sarah.
Oh, look, good! I am blissfully happy that I have no idea who wrote Les Mis.
I couldn't name them either, to be honest. Schoenberg, Claude Michel.
Claude Michel.
Herbert Kretzmer.
Anya Herb.
But it's based on Victor Hugo's novel. Grim novel. But... it's on at the Civic. If you want a sort of glitzy glamour show, check it out. $55 is the cheapest one.
That's reasonable yeah, kind of for like a big up
and
show.
Up. It goes up and up, nice. But I mean the most expensive is 105. But you don't have to.
I should probably sort out the fact that I have no idea what songs are in Les Mis or who wrote Les Mis. But I'm kind of fine with that.
Yeah, I feel like that's fine.
It's you just you know it's a classic,
yeah.
And you know it's probably. It's gonna be quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
I do know Castle on a Cloud though.
Oh yes. Little Cosette. Poor sweet Cosette.
Love it.
All right. Anyway, moving on. Les Mis aside, I know we had one of the cast or crew come up to talk about The Duck the Duck. My heart goes The Duck the Duck. That is still on a queue. I really think people should go see it, even if theatre's not really your thing. I reckon lovers of film will enjoy this as well because it's set in Bombay in the 70s and it's all about the drama that ensues on the set of an epic Desi Western when the legendary director dies and his kids have to take up the mantle.
It's almost Shakespearean, very good. But on a Bollywood film set. That's lovely.
That sounds absolutely amazing and looks beautiful. I think it'll be very aesthetically pleasing as well.
And it's a new work as well, right? Devised it. It's very exciting.
All of that good lineup on tonight. I think that's 8 p.m. and then it's also on Sunday at 5 if you wanted a Sunday show.
Is this
show.
The last week of it, or is it running for?
I think it goes until the 14th of December.
Cool.
So again, plenty of time. And then Snort, classic, good old Snort.
Also very festive.
Yes, 10:30 p.m. at Basement. 12 to 15 bucks if you're just looking for something a little bit cheaper.
For some reason, I feel like theatre is a festive thing to do. Is it?
Kind of. I mean, particularly theatre that makes you laugh.
Yeah, nice. Love a good laugh.
When I was looking at what was on, I was kind of expecting some nativity thing here and there or...
But there's not a lot.
But there's Hurst, all of this.
Back when the Watershed Theatre was around, I'm showing my age.com, every year would do a Christmas pantomime. And it was so silly and so lovely, and he would play at least two characters, and no matter what age, you would just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. So, I guess comic theatre always feels very festive to me, at least.
Yeah, nice, glorious. Well, thanks, Zoe.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Zoe, for your lovely picks and showing me that I definitely need to school up on my musical
knowledge. Les Mis. Oh, it's fine.
No, I'm very embarrassed.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
If you would like...